Proclamation number 3572 of 9th of October, 1945. Divine Son of Graces. The Divine Son of Grace pours down on every person who does not flee from the range of its rays into darkness. For God lets His sun shine over the just and the unjust. He turns His love towards everyone, yet it is up to the individual's will whether he wants to let himself be warmed by the rays of the Sun of Love, whether he lets his still hard heart melt under its effect or consciously withdraws from it. For God's love never ceases, and He wants to break the resistance of the spiritual, yet not by force but only by love. But where the darkness of night is preferred to the bright rays of light, darkness will remain despite divine love, for the human being's freedom of will does not touch God. And therein is also to be found the explanation that humanity languishes in greatest spiritual hardship despite God's infinite love and His unceasing grant of grace. If God were to disregard the human being's free will, the darkness of night would have been broken through long ago and would have had to give way to light, yet this would never be a blessing for the spiritual substance which is to prove itself in the lost stage of development on earth. And thus God's infinite love is confronted by people's hard resistance. The brightest light could illuminate people and the deepest darkness surrounds them because they themselves withdraw from the effect of the Divine Sun of Grace through thought, yet God's love never ceases and His rays of love break through the darkness again and again. Little flames of love flicker here and there, and wherever they cast just a glimmer of light, life stirs there. Hearts become soft and receptive to the benefits of light, and they strive towards it. For the rays of the Divine Sun of Grace have a strong effect on the human heart if it only exposes itself to them, if it turns to Him in faith in God's infinite love and thus grants them unhindered access. But the Divine Sun of Grace is His word which comes forth from Him and is conveyed to people on earth because God's merciful love wants to help them in spiritual adversity. And the human being's will must be willing to accept this His word. He must open his heart so that it can take effect in him. And from that moment on the darkness will be broken through. Bright rays of light will illuminate the human being's inner being. He will be a recipient of strength and never again want to miss the divine word, the emanation of divine love. And his word will be made audible to every human being, albeit in the most diverse ways. No one will be able to say that he had no knowledge of the divine word, yet whether it will light up like a tiny flame in the human being's heart, whether it will break through the darkness of the spiritual night, first spreading a glimmer of light and becoming a bright flame, that alone is determined by the human being's will, for God's Sun of Grace certainly shines upon every human being, yet light only becomes within him if he voluntarily surrenders himself to its effect, otherwise the darkness of night is impenetrable, because God does not force a person to remain in the realm of His emanation of love but leaves him full freedom of will. But blessed is he who directs his steps to where the Divine Sun of Grace constantly radiates to earth. Blessed is he who dwells in its rays, who lets it work upon him and exchanges the state of spiritual darkness for the state of light. For he approaches the original state, he returns again to his origin, to the eternal light, in order to merge with it eternally, as is his destiny. Amen.